With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Little excitement at the White House last night. Mike Hempen reports a man is in custody after crashing his car into a security perimeter.
The Secret Service says the man crashed into a gate near an entrance to the White House just after 10:30 Tuesday night. He was immediately arrested. Investigators searched his car and found it to be safe. Authorities have not provided any additional information about the crash, the driver's identity, or a possible motive.
It's correspondent Mike Hempen. Vice President J.D. Vance is leading from the front in Jerusalem, where he holds out hope for a peace accord that could transform the region despite some serious hurdles.
We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza, to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel. That's not easy.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is set to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel on Friday. Former Republican Senator John Sununu says he'll be running next year for the Senate seat being vacated by Democrat Jeanne Shaheen. He says a lot has changed since he lost that seat to her back in 2008.
Congress just seems loud, dysfunctional, even angry.
Well, when Federal Reserve officials meet next week to discuss interest rates, they'll be lacking some key economic data. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Official employment data hasn't been released since the federal government shutdown began on the 1st of October. It makes for a less than ideal situation for policymakers as they assess economic risks. Wall Street expects the central bank to lower its benchmark interest rate next week, but economists point out that the labor market is a big question mark. The most recent information points to weak job growth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 217 points, and NASDAQ off 266. This is SRN News. America's young women are in a spiritual crisis.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, nearly 40% of females in their teens and 20s identify as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Barna also reports that young adult women are the least likely demographic group in the country to read the Bible, pray, or go to church. These numbers are also a stark reversal of something that poll takers have found axiomatic for centuries, namely that women are more religious than men. Michael Harrington reporting.
Virginia is the last southern state that has not passed a pro-life law since the Supreme Court struck down Roe versus Wade. Abortion could reshape Virginia's 2025 gubernatorial election and legislative control in Richmond. Democrat Abigail Spanberger is pro-abortion, while Republican Winsome Earl Sears opposes it very staunchly. This is SRN News. President Trump wants significant legal reimbursement from the federal government's lawfare against him, saying it's about the principle.
The New York Times reports the $230 million in damages relates to the 2022 FBI search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago property for classified documents and for the investigation into potential ties between Russia and his 2016 presidential campaign.
All I know is that they would owe me a lot of money.
But the president says he's not after money.
I'll do something nice with it, like give it to charity or give it to the White House while we restore the White House.
And he acknowledges,
it's awfully strange to make a decision where I'm paying myself.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Department of Energy says with prices down, now would be a good time to stock up on oil. It wants to buy 1 million barrels of crude oil for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That reserve has a capacity of about 700 million barrels. Right now, it currently holds just about 409 million. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.